for I have seldom spent 3 months more agreeably than those which have just flown away. At present, nothing goes smoothly. The females of the family are united against me. You foretold how it would be when I first came to Langford, and Mainwaring is so uncommonly pleasing that I was not without apprehensions for myself. I remember saying to myself as I drove to the house, I like this man. Pray heaven no harm come of it. But I was determined to be discreet, to bear in mind my being only 4 months a widow, and to be as quiet as possible. And I have been so, my dear creature. I have admitted no one's attentions but Mainwaring's. I have avoided all general flirtation whatever. I have distinguished no creature besides, of all the numbers resorting hither, except Sir James Martin, on whom I bestowed a little notice, in order to detach him from Miss Mainwaring. But if the world could know my motive there, they would honor me. I have been called an unkind mother, but it was the sacred impulse of maternal affection. It was the advantage of my daughter that led me on. And if that daughter were not the greatest simpleton on earth,